Welcome everybody once again to Hebrew Club Moedon Ivri on Thursday, August 14th. I'm very happy to be talking to everybody today. We are in the middle of chapter 30 of 1 Samuel. We just finished verse 15 last week. If you will remember, David and his men found their city of Ziklag burned, and they were pursuing the troop of Amalekites who was responsible for it, and they found an Egyptian boy who had been left to die in the wilderness, and they were making a deal with him so that he would show where the Amalekite camp was, and he agreed to do that. And that's what we discover in verse 15. And we're about ready now to start verse 16. Again, we're at 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 16, where it goes, Vayoridehu vehine netushim al pnei kol haaretz. So verse 16, Vayoridehu, it's again a hifil from Yarad. The boy agreed to bring the troops, David's army, to where the Amalekites were. And so this is a hifil from Yarad. And so he brought him. Okay, Vayoridehu. And so he brought him down. And him refers to David, of course. Vehine, and look, netushim al pnei kol haaretz. Natash is a call participle, passive participle, masculine plural. And natash means usually to forsake or to leave. They were left or they were forsaken, they were alone. But I think in this case, notice it's followed by over the face of all the land. So the good English translation means they were scattered. In other words, they weren't gathered, they weren't ready for battle. Each one was kind of on his own. They were scattered all over the place. So he brought them down, and they could see, again, notice hine indicates visual perception, and they saw that scattered were they. See, add the verb. They were scattered over the face of all the land. Now notice these participles are supplementary in that they describe what they were doing. Oklim, they were eating. Veshotim, and drinking. Vechogegim, and partying. All right. Vekol hashalal hagadol, with all the spoil, the great, with all the great spoil, which lakhu, which they had taken, me eretz pelishtim, from the land of the Philistines, u me eretz Yehuda, and from the land of Judah. All right. Verse 17. David does what comes naturally. Vayakem David meha neshef ve'ad ha'arav lemacharatam. So David struck them. Hifil from Naka, which as we've seen previously. So David struck them meha neshef, from the twilight ve'ad ha'arav, until the evening belonging to Lamed. Macharat means the morrow, the next day, and then you have this plural suffix at the end. So he struck them from twilight until the evening, we would probably say, till the evening of the next day. It's more woodenly, until the evening belonging to their morrow. Velo nimlat mehem ish, and not did escape from them a man. So nimlat is a nifal, and remember this verb occurs commonly in the Nifal. Nifal perfect, third masculine, singular. And a man did not escape from them. Ki'im, except, now there's an exception. A man did not escape except Arbameo, 400 ish na'ar, except 400 man boy. So notice, except for 400 young men, ish na'ar. And again, you have that singular following a plural number. Except 400 young men who ragu, rode al hagemalim, on the camels, by yanusu, and fled. Again, that's from the hollow verb nus, call imperfect vav consecutive. Alright, so not one of them escaped except for 400 young men who rode on camels and escaped. So I guess they were able to get to the camels. By Yetzel David, so Yahweh, so David delivered at kol asher lakhu amalek. So David delivered all which Amalek had taken, lakhu. Notice you have a plural verb with a Amalek, a singular subject. Again, not that uncommon when we are dealing with collectives to find this kind of construction. So David delivered all which Amalek, the Amalekites had taken, or which Amalek had taken. Et day, Nashab and his two wives, Hitzil David, David delivered. Velo Nadar Lahem Min Hakaton Ad Hagadol. And there was not lacking. This is a nifal from Adar, to be lacking. That's the meaning of the verb in this case. It can mean a number of different things, but here it means to be lacking. There was not lacking to them from the young and unto the old, the Ad, and unto Banim Ubano, and unto sons and daughters, and from the spoil, and up to all which they had taken for themselves. Hakol, the all, everything David, Heshi, brought back or returned. That's a hifil from Shu, which we've seen a lot. So, velo nadar lahem min hakaton hagadol. There was not lacking to them from young to old, and up to sons and daughters, or from spoil, and up to all which they had taken for themselves, lahem, the all, the everything, everything David returned. Verse 20, by Yikach David et kol hatzon v'habakar nagu lifnei ha-miknehahu. Alright, this whole phrase is rather hard to understand exactly what's going on. David took, lakach, and David took all the sheep and the cattle. I think we have to understand something like that this was a separate group from the bigger herd. Alright, notice David took all the sheep and cattle which they had led, Nahagu, Lifne, before Hamikne. See, Hamikne refers to another herd. So David took all the sheep and the cattle which they had led before the herd of that, before that herd. I guess the main herd, see. Vayomru, and they said, and I think it's referring to his troops, Zesh Shalal David, this is the spoil of David. So this is David's spoil. He got a bigger share, in other words. So again, verse 20, by Yikach David. So David took all the sheep and the cattle which Nahagu, they had led, and again, you have to understand the subject was probably David's army, which they had led before that herd. And they said, this is the spoil of David. By Yavo David el Matayim Ha'anashim Asher Pigru Mil Leket Acharei David. Then David came to the 200 men, Matayim Ha'anashim. Notice in this case men is plural, so you have some inconsistency as we've seen. So David came to the 200 men who were too tired. Here's that same word again, which we saw in verse 10, which were too tired to go after David. By Yoshivum Benachal Ha-Besor. And so they had made them sit. This is a hifil from Yashav. Yashav means to sit. So the hifil means to make to sit. And so they had made them sit at the Besor River. Okay. By Yetsu Likrat David. And they came out, Likrat, to meet David. Likrat is an infinitive construct. They came out to meet David, the Likrat, and to meet Ha'am, the troops, Asher Ito, which were with him. Alright, so begin in verse 21. David came to the 200 men who were too tired to, again in comparative men, who were too tired to go after David. And so they had made them stay at the Besor River. Now, they came out to meet David and to meet the troops, the army, which was with him. By Yigash David et Ha'am. And David, this is from Nagash. Alright, a call. Vav consecutive imperfect, third masculine singular. And David came to meet Nagash, came to meet the people. By Yishal Lahem Lashlom, more woodenly, and he asked to them peace. So he greeted them. Sha'al Lashalom is an idiom for, and he greeted them. Alright, verse 22, there's a little trouble here, it comes up. Vayaan kolish ra'u belial meha anashim asher haku im David. Vayaan, they answered from Anna. Every man evil, every evil man, and belial, and worthless man, or scoundrel. So every evil man and scoundrel from the men who had gone with David, Ya'an, answered. Vayomru, and they said. So again, notice you have the plural, Yomru, singular, Vayaan, with the same subject. Again, it's an inconsistency which would really bother us in English, but here in this manuscript it doesn't seem to. So every evil man and scoundrel from the men who had come with David answered, and they said, Ya'an asher lo halku immi. Ya'an asher, take as one thing, because they did not go with me, lo nitain lahem. That nitain is a call, imperfect, first common plural from Natan. Don't let it fool you. We will not give to them me hashoal, from the spoil which Saul knew, which we delivered from Natsal, again a Hiphil. Okay? Because they did not come out with me, we will not give to them from the spoil which we delivered. Ki im ishet ishto ve'et banav ve'yit hangu ve'yeleku. Ki im. Except each one, ish, his own wife, ishto, et ishto, except each one his own wife, ve'et banav, and his children, or his sons, also, yin hagu, let them, they may lead them away. See, from nahag, they may lead them away, and they may go. So again, except each one, his own wife and his children, let them lead them away, and they can go. Alright, verse 23. Vayomer David, then David said, Lo ta'asu kein achad. You shall not do. That's from asa, call, imperfect, second masculine, plural. You shall not do this, Achai, my brothers. With what Yahweh Natan has given to us. Ba, now he explains what that is. See, again, you have a ba consecutive, which is more in explanatory. That is, Yishmor Otanu. That is, he guarded us. Ba yitain et. And he gave et hagedud ha-ba'u. And he gave the troop which had come against us, ha-ba ha-elu. He gave the troop, the one coming against us, ve-yadenu, into our hand. Alright. Verse 24. Umi yishmalakem. And who will listen to you? Ladavar hazeh. And who will listen to you in this matter? Ladavar hazeh. Ki kechelek hayored bamilchama, hu kechelek hayoshev al hakelim yachdav yacha loku. Notice how the kaf functions before kechelek and the kechelek in both places. It means exact correspondence. So let me translate woodenly. Who will listen to you in this matter? But as the portion of the one who went down to war, also as the portion of the one who stayed by the kelim, by the baggage. Together, yachaloku, they will share, chalak, they will divide the spoil. Okay, so who will listen to you in this matter? But the portion, the share of the one who went down, bamilchamah, in war will be the same as the portion of the one who stayed by the baggage. Together, yachaloku, they will divide. Alright? Verse 25. Vayahi me hayom hahu. Now it came to pass from that day, va ma'la, and onward. This is an adverb, ma'al, which means above. Alright, plus the locative hey, ma-la. So it came to pass from that day and upward or onward, va-yesimecha. Okay, now notice that this is a hifil from seem. One, and the subject is impersonal. One put it or set it as a chov. One set it as a decree and as a mishpat, as a decree and a law. So remember in Hebrew, an impersonal construction is usually understood or translated with a passive form in English. So, now it came to pass from that day and forward. one set it, or we would say in English, it was set as a decree and as a rule for Israel up until Hayom Hazeh, up until this day. So in other words, the fact that those who stay behind with the baggage share in the spoil equally with those who went to war. Very interesting. Verse 26. Vayavo David el Ziklag. So David came to Ziklag. Vayeshalach me hashalal. This is a very good plan by David. And he sent, this is appeal from Shalach, alright? So he sent out from the spoil, Lezikne Yehuda, to the elders of Judah, Lereehu, to his friends, saying, Hine, look, Lachem, look, for you a beraka, for you a present. So I would probably translate, here is a present for you, Mishalal, from the spoil of the enemies of Yahweh. Alright, so the ones who were in Bethel, and to those who were in Ramot Neged, and so on. What we have in verses 27, 28, 29, and 30, notice he lists all the places where he sent gifts, and so it was not a minor thing that he did. It ends up in verse 31, Vela Asher, and to those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where Hit Halek Sham David, where David had roamed, the Hittail from Halak, where David had roamed, he and Anashav, he and his men. All right, very good. Thank you for being with us. We have one more chapter to go in this book, and that will conclude our study of 1 Samuel, quite an accomplishment. I will see you all next week. Thanks a lot.